Thank you for joining this this conference. Good afternoon. Yes, today we are going to talk about authentication and authentication in the SIP world and how we can use single sign-on to the SIP world. So, okay. So my name is Jeanne Monnier. I'm part of the Linfon team. So we are going to introduce basics about authentication, a bit of the history of the authentication. We are going to discuss the specific case of OAuth and GWT for voice over IP, and to illustrate how we can do that with Linfon FlexiSIP. And at the end, we can have some questions. Just as a quick introduction to Linfon, so probably you already know Linfon. Linfon is an open source voice over IP software implementing the SIP protocol. It was developed in 2000, so it's a pretty old project, but still active and developed. So now it is possible with Linfon to place voice call, video call, and we also have some conferencing capabilities and chat. On top of Linfon, we also develop a server, a SIP proxy server, which is quite similar to OpenCPS we just discussed in the previous presentation. And we are going to talk about this SIP proxy, which is named FlexiSIP, because the proxy is part of the authentication schema. Okay. Authentication is very important. We need to know who is using digital services. When we place a phone call, it's really important to make sure that the person who is calling is really authorized to use the identity. So there is no matter with that. It's something that we have to deal with. But voice over IP is not the only place where authentication is important. You have to log into your computer. You will access to your mail service. You also need to access some internet contents, file sharing, and on your mobile device, you also need to be able to prove your identity. Well, so it's a lot of different usernames, password, so it's pretty difficult. So what solution can we apply? Well, use the same password for all the accounts, not very secure. To write everything on the paper, not very secure as well. So to deal with this type of issue, the idea is to use a centralized solution. With a centralized solution, it would be possible to use the same credential for all the services, computer logging, mails, internet access, mobile, etc. And, of course, voice over IP. The protocol which can be used for that is OAuth2. So, OAuth2 is an IETF protocol which describes how to perform single sign-on. It's widely used so far. So the basics are you have first an authorization step followed by an access token requirement. When you are authorized, you get the access tokens, and later you can use the access token to access the resource. The idea is to do exactly the same in the scope of voice over IP. This is just a more precise example, which is derivative from Linfon, how Linfon use HTTP OAuth to get authorization. So at the beginning, there is an HTTP request to an authorization server. So the user is prompt on a web page to enter its credentials. Then the Lymphone application get back the authentication token, and the Lymphone application present this authentication token to the resource server in order to get the access token, and this access token is then used for an HTTP request, which in this case is used to get the remote configuration of the application. So that's okay for the HTTP case, but what about SIP? In the case of SIP, there is a new RFC, which is the 8898, which describe how to use OAuth in the case of SIP. The basic steps are the following. It starts with a register or a message. The SIP server is going to challenge this register request with a 401, but with a new type of authentication, which is BIRD, and with a special parameter, OAuth server. In the OAuth server, the SIP server specify which authorization server has to be contacted by the application. On step 3, we perform the authentication using the username password, and we get back an access token, exactly in this the same way as HTTP, but this access token can now be used to authenticate the registration, and then we receive a 200 OK. So it's really the same idea as HTTP, but in the case of SIP. So it's for the standard. If we go into detail, the first message is the register, the 401. You can see that the www.authenticate header contain this new type of authentication, which is BIRD, and the OAuth server where the address of the OAuth2 authentication server is set, and then following the authentication, the register is reapplied with an authorization header and with the access token and holder name. So this is for the protocol details. Now JWT. JWT is a Java Web Token, is a way for an authorization server to provide an access token to a site, to a client. So a JWT token is basically a base 64 encoded string. But within this token, there are some important fields, which are the audience, which is basically the client ID, expiration time, issuer, and a new claim that we added, which is SIP identity. The purpose of this claim is to perform the link between the GW token and the SIP account. Okay, so now how it works. We start the Lymphone application from a computer. The SIP register is sent to the FlexiSIP SIP proxy, which challenge the register message. The Lymphone client open a web browser connected to the authorization server, provide a username and password. The authorization server check if the credentials are okay and generate a GWT token, adding the SIP identity claim, which is configured server side, and provide Lymphone back with this access token. This access token is now provided in the new register message to the SIP proxy. The SIP proxy performs some check, who is the issuer, check the mandatory claim, check if the SIP identity is the same as the SIP identity of the SIP network, check the expiration, and check the validity of the GW token thanks to its signature. We do not perform live checking, we rely on the signature of the GWT token. And then the registration is accepted. This is for the initial request, and later it's possible to perform some refresh this access token, because usually an access token is for a couple of minutes, but you also have another token, which is the refresh token, which allows to refresh the access token without having to prompt the user for its username and password again. Okay, this is almost the same, but I want to mention that we perform our tests with KeyCloak. KeyCloak is a pretty good project which allows to perform single sign-on, and it can be connected to an LDAP server as well, so it's a way to perform this kind of test. This functionality is available on Linfon version 6, which is the new one, which is under development, and from FlexiSIP 2.5. So it's just to show you the configuration. It's pretty simple. You have the authentication module. You provide the authorization server URL, KeyCloak. You provide the relay. The audience is Linfon. It's the OpenID, no, sorry, it's the client ID of OAuth. And the name of the claim in which you configure the SIP address. Quick demo. So we open the configuration. Linfon is started. We ask to apply the remote configuration. It's redirected to the KeyCloak authentication. Authentication is performed, and at the end, if you go back to Linfon, it's registered. Okay. In conclusion, with single sign-on, we can have better security, it's simpler, and it's possible to have really a single password for all the users. Questions?
To relog in, because, for example, I can imagine that user forgot to, and now it's his time, and when it does that, he will not be able to...
Okay. In fact, yes, the question is how to avoid to enter its password too often, especially when an incoming call arrives. You cannot ask the user to provide its credentials, right? Okay, more or less. In fact, in OpenID and OAuth, there are two types of token. One which is an access token, which is very short, but there is also this refresh token. And the refresh token can be valid for, let's say, days or weeks. So it allows you, if you are connected at least one time a week, it's okay. And more on Linfon, we also use what we call the push notification. So we send push notification to the application to wake up the application and perform some registration. And it could be the opportunity to refresh the access token.
Does that work with
No, not yet. We do not use
No token with the...
Oh, sorry. Do we revoke the authorization after after a call, more or less? No. I know that there is a channel to revoke the access token, but it's not something that is implemented in the current version of LinFun.
Why do you need this flexibility server and not familiar OpenCV?
It's just because I'm not aware of the server need to check the GWT token. And I don't know if OpenCPS performs such a check. Ah, good. So probably it's possible to use LinFun with Camellio in such circumstances as well.
So there we go. Thank you very much.
Okay.